The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me take you back to one of my first visits to the chiropractor. Now, I'm a pretty relaxed person, but there's nothing quite like lying down on a table while someone holds your neck in their hands and prepares to twist it. It's an oddly vulnerable moment. You trust the person, but your brain says, "Hey, maybe don't let anybody snap your neck today." But once I got used to it, I loved it. Like, really loved it. Neck adjustments became one of my favorite things. It's like popping your knuckles, but it's in 4K surround sound. It's fantastic. Yet, there was a lesson hidden in those adjustments that I didn't see coming. A lesson about stress and tension and the strange way the brain and body communicate. On one particular visit, my neck was kind of tight. I don't know if I slept on it wrong or done something. Not sure. But I knew it was tight. And my chiropractor knew something was up. His hands were literally on the muscles that were refusing to let go. And then he pulled out this trick. A trick I'd watched him use on someone else, but had completely forgotten about. He gently positioned my head just before the adjustment. A slight wiggle, a shift. Everything lined up. Then he said this, "Take a deep breath." So I did. "Now wiggle your toes." And then instantly, as I wiggled my toes, crack, the adjustment happened. I didn't even have time to tense up. I didn't have time to resist. I just lay there thinking, "What sorcery was that?" And he explained it to me. Your brain can't focus on tensing your neck up and wiggling your toes at the same time. When you focus on one, the other relaxes just long enough for me to help you instead of hurt you. Half a second. That's all he needed. Half a second of distraction for relief. Half a second of focus somewhere else to undo the tension where it mattered. And that was the coolest psychological trick I'd ever experienced. The more I thought about it, the more profound it became. You see, if you're too tense, even the thing that's meant to help you can hurt you. If you resist, you end up making the solution worse. If you tighten up, the adjustment becomes more painful than it needed to be. And life is no different. We get stressed and we brace. We tighten our jaw, we clench our shoulders, we prepare for impact. And sometimes we make the moment harder by tensing up against the very thing that's meant to make us better. Tension is natural, but relaxation in that tense moment, that's a skill we can all learn. The chiropractor taught me more about how to survive the neck adjustment. He taught me how to calm myself on command. I started using the same trick in stressful areas of my life. Tough meeting, difficult conversation, deadlines, family tension. Moments where life felt like a chiropractor standing over my neck saying, "This is gonna hurt." I found my own toe wiggles. Sometimes it's unlatching and relatching my watch. Sometimes it's wiggling my toes inside my shoes, because nobody can tell. Sometimes it's spinning my ring or tapping my fingers or focusing on three different objects in the room for a second or two. Tiny physical actions that send a message to my body. Relax. Just for a second. You're safe. And suddenly everything becomes easier, clearer, more manageable. It's like having a superpower. one that very few people know they can learn. So, what's your wiggle? You don't have to do 5 minutes of meditation in a tense moment, because you don't have 5 minutes. You need 5 seconds. A small cue, a physical shift, something that interrupts the cycle of fear, tension, and resistance. So ask yourself this. What small action could I tell my brain to relax? What gesture could snap me back into the present moment? What simple physical cue could loosen the part of me that keeps tightening up? It might be touching your fingertips together, or taking one deliberate breath, or pressing your feet flat against the floor, or focusing on the cold of a water bottle in your hand. Whatever it is, it needs to become your reset button, your half-second window where the adjustment can happen without harm, where solutions become possible, and where clarity returns. Imagine being the person in the room who doesn't tense up, who thinks clearly, who stays calm, who makes the decision instead of reacting. This is what you need to learn. It's the trick that you gotta master. Because when everyone else is bracing for impact, you have to learn to breathe, to relax, to trust the moment instead of fighting it. So the next time life has got its hands around your neck, figuratively, hopefully not literally, and you feel everything tightening up, remember this. Relaxation is not a weakness. It's a strategy. It's strength. It's how you stay whole during the adjustment. Find your toe wiggle, use it, and watch how the world changes when you stay relaxed.